Scripture this morning is Psalm 15. Grandfather, who may enter and remain in your sacred tent? Who may go up your holy hill and find a resting place? The ones who walk a straight path, who do what is right and speak truth from their hearts. Those who do not tell lies about others, who will not wrong a fellow human being or spread cruel stories about a friend. The ones who give no respect to those who walk a dark path, but they highly honor those who deeply respect grandfather. They keep their promises even when it hurts to do so. When they give to help others, they do not expect more in return. And no one can offer them enough to tell false stories about those who have done nothing wrong. The one who lives in the way will stand tall and never be moved. The second scripture this morning is from Matthew 5, verses 1 to 12. When Creator sets free, see the great crowd, he went back up into the mountainside and sat down to teach the people. His followers came to him from there, so he took a deep breath, opened his mouth, and began to share his wisdom with them and teach them how to see Creator's good road. Creator's blessings rest on the poor, the ones with broken spirits. The good road from above is theirs to walk. Creator's blessing rests on the ones who walk a trail of tears, for he will wipe the tears from their eyes and comfort them. Creator's blessings rest on the ones who walk softly and in a humble manner. The earth, the land, the sea, and sky will welcome them and always be their home. Creator's blessings rest on the ones who hunger and thirst for wrongs to be made right again. They will eat and drink until they are full. Creator's blessing rests on the ones who are merciful and kind to others. Their kindness will find its way back to them full circle. Creator's blessings rest on the pure of heart. They are the ones who will see the Great Spirit. Creator's blessings rests on the ones who make peace. It will be said of them, they are the children of the Great Spirit. Creator's blessing rests on the ones who are hunted down and mistreated for doing what is right, for they are walking the good road from above. Others will lie about you, speak against you, and look down on you with scorn and contempt, all because you walk the road with me. This is a sign that Creator's blessing is resting on you. So let your hearts be glad and jump for joy, for you will be honored in the spirit world above. You are like the prophets of old, who were treated in the same way by your ancestors.
Please join me in prayer. God, our great Creator, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be found pleasing in your sight, for you are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. These words from the Gospel of Matthew are words that are so familiar. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. In a literary sense, this set of teachings referred to as the Beatitudes occurs in the context of the inauguration of a new community, the very beginning of God calling us into the kingdom of God. According to the author of the Gospel of Matthew, this moment follows Jesus' first public healings, and it is the first moment in the Gospels that Jesus is teaching. And this first act of teaching is bringing a word of blessing and comfort that is filled with promises and made from a position of joining those who he teaches. The first thing that Jesus teaches about the kingdom of God and life in it is that it is for people who are in need. And these are significant promises to be building a new vision of the world upon, for people who are suffocating under the oppression of the Roman Empire. To a people living under fear of government actions, as we know of the Roman Empire, who employed harsh displays of punishment for those who violated the law of the emperor, including the barbaric and gruesome practice of crucifixion as a display of power and to make examples of those who dared to even remotely display dissidence with the government. This is a radical statement from Jesus. So imagine being this community and hearing such astonishing promises after witnessing miracles and healings, getting this full sense of what Jesus's ministry means. Upon hearing these words, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, the meek, the merciful," we would likely and rightly be shocked. These are not words and descriptors that go with the category of blessed. It was difficult to hold these promises and conceptualize them, let alone believe in them, at that first moment that Jesus spoke them into being. And hard still today to hold them. The Beatitudes address those who experience all kinds of oppression, as well as those who have been targeted because of their pursuit of righteousness. And over the history of this country, some might call an empire of its own, the United States, has inflicted all kinds of oppression and evil and systemic harm and corruption. And the radical promises of the Beatitudes, the promise of a different way of being in this vision of a new community, in new relationships, it remains a radical promise that upsets the delicate balance of power and wealth and control. The Beatitudes are a deeply subversive text in our own American context, where the word blessed is often associated with and hijacked by the wealthy, the healthy, and the most powerful. Hashtag blessed. But Jesus proclaims that it is precisely for the poor, the sick, and the most vulnerable, the most marginalized, and the meek who are entitled to the blessings of the kingdom to come. In this last month, this one single month of January, many online have bemoaned how this month has felt like many, many years. And much of that time is spent watching atrocities and exceptional violence across Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota enacted by the government against citizens of the state. And there have been so many breaking news alerts in this past 31 days, it has been exhausting. Headlines proclaiming the slaughter of bystanders working to establish some semblance of accountability. Violent tactics enacted by federal and local enforcement agencies against overall peaceful gatherings of people, and communities fed up with being terrorized. And the headline and the news story that tears at me the most in this last 31 days is that of agencies using children to bait their parents or families or relatives out of their homes or places of safety in order to detain them. And the story of Liam Conejo Ramos, a 5-year-old boy who was used by federal agents to lure his dad into custody, who has now also been taken into custody and relocated in detention in Texas, where he is exposed to horrendous conditions of overcrowding and disease and no heating to keep the bodies of those many children warm and safe. And we are now faced with a position and a location that feels helpless, where our care for one another feels like it can't possibly be enough to protect ourselves, let alone our neighbors. And we are still confronted with those most essential words of Jesus. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be children of God. Our nature as humans is often to see suffering and ask, where is God, when people are hungry, or when people are mourning, or when people are being treated brutally by the police and denied mercy in courtrooms. But if we allow for our faith to transform the question, we begin to ask, where is God's community, and what is that community doing to reverse the situation? The Beatitudes offer a promise of liberation to those at the margins of society and invite or really require anyone and everyone with privilege and power and access and control to be active participants in the process of making this liberation a reality. And those actions reflect the instructions from the prophet Micah to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Those actions like feeding our neighbors, like clothing our neighbors, like advocating for our neighbors, like knowing our neighbors. Not only after a tragedy or an emergency has occurred, but also before the circumstances require us to come together collectively. The Beatitudes turn the order of humans on its head and extend liberation to all of God's good creation. For Creator's blessing rests on the ones who hunger and thirst for wrongs to be made right again. Amen.